Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivarathade. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Chare. Yamuna Tiravana Chare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare. Jai Shishi Radha Madhava Shishi Rukmin Dwarakadish Ki Jai Shishi Jagannath Bhadav Subhadramai Shishi Gaurnitai Ki Jai Zangrej Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shal Prabhupada Ki Jai Grantarat Shimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Are we reading second or third canto? Third canto. Okay, this is second canto. Okay, can I get third canto, please? Hare Krishna. So, before I start, I wanted to thank all the devotees for this wonderful opportunity to have your association and to also say a few words on the most important subject of Srimad Bhagavatam. In your presence, of course, so many senior expert Vaishnavas, so many Prabhupada disciples are here, so I would really count on your blessings to be able to say something worthwhile. Please give me your blessings. Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj, for your association and your enthusiasm. Amala Bhakta Maharaj is like the symbol of enthusiasm of ISKCON. It's so amazing. I can only hope and pray that I'll make it to his age at all, what to speak of being so enthusiastic. Hare Krishna. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadam Mayam Dhanati Svapadantikam Mancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanepya Vaishnavepya Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bhutai Mahat Prema Puro Vibhur Nirmaya Kshita Yadamusha Purusha Vong Tegunan Sadasa Sadasat Makai Lankrishishta Bhagavan Vacham Sime Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Chapter 1, text 32. We can maybe chant one verse at a time, one word at a time before we go line by line. Kachit Buddha Svasti Anamiva Aste Svapalka. I'm sorry, it's Svapalka Putro Bhagavat Prapannaha Yaha Krishna Padankita Marga Pamsush Acheshtata Prema Vibhinna Daryaha Kachit Buddha Svastyanamiva Aste Kachit Buddha Svastyanamiva Aste Svapalka Putra Bhagavat Prapanna Svapalka Putra Bhagavat Prapanna Ya Krishna Padan Kita Marga Pamsush Yat Krishna Padan Kita Marga Pamsush Acheshtata Prema Vibhina Darya Acheshtata Prema Vibhina Darya Kachit Buddha Svaschanameva Aste Svapalka Putro Bhagavat Prapanna Ya Krishna Padankita Marga Pamsush Acheshtata Prema Vibhina Darya. Please. Kachit Buddha Svaschanameva Aste Svapalka Putro Bhagavat Prapanna Ya Krishna Padankita Marga Pamsush Acheshtata Prema Vibhina Darya. Kachit Buddha Svaschanameva Aste Svapalka Putro Bhagavat Prapanna Ya Krishna Padankita Marga Pamsush Acheshtata Prema Vibhina Darya. Kachit Buddha Svaschanameva Aste Svapalka Putro Bhagavat Prapanna Krishna Padankita Marga Pamsush Acheshtata Prema Vibhina Darya. Kachit Buddha Svaschanameva Aste Svapalka Putro Bhagavat Prapanna Krishna Padankita Marga Pamsush Acheshtata Prema Vibhina Darya. Kachit Buddha Svaschanameva Aste Svapalka Putro Bhagavat Prapanna Krishna Padankita Marga Pamsush Acheshtata Prema Vibhina Darya. Ladies, please.
Kachit buddhasvaschanamevaste. Svapalka putra bhagavat prapanna. Yat krishna padankita marga pamsa. Acheshtata prema vibhina darya. Svapalka putra bhagavat prapanna. Padangita marga pamsus. Acheshtata prema vipina darya. Yat krishna padankita marga pamsas. Acheshtata prema vipina darya kachit. Whether Buddha, very learned, swasti, well, anamibaha, faultless, aste, does exist, svapalka putraha, the son of Svapalka Akrura, Bhagavat, regarding the personality of Godhead, prapannaha, surrendered, yaha, one who, Krishna, the Lord, pada ankita, marked with footprints, marga, path, pamsushu, in the dust, acheshtata, exhibited, prema bibhina, lost in transcendental love, darya, mental equilibrium. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Please tell me whether Akrura, the son of Svapalka, is doing well. He is a faultless soul, surrendered unto the personality of Godhead. He once lost his mental equilibrium due to his ecstasy of transcendental love and fell down on the dust of a road which was marked with the footprints of Lord Krishna. Purport. When Akrura came to Vrindavana in search of Krishna, he saw the footprints of the Lord on the dust of Nandagram and at once fell on them in ecstasy of transcendental love. This ecstasy is possible for a devotee who is fully absorbed in incessant thoughts of Krishna. Such a pure devotee of the Lord is naturally faultless because he is always associated with the supremely pure personality of Godhead. Constant thought of the Lord is the antiseptic method for keeping oneself free from the infectious contamination of the material qualities. The pure devotee of the Lord is always in company with the Lord by thinking of Him. Yet, in the particular context of time and place, the transcendental emotions take a different turn, and this breaks the mental equilibrium of the devotee. Lord Chaitanya displayed the typical example of transcendental ecstasy, as we can understand from the life of this incarnation of God. kachit buddha svastanamiva aste svapalka putro bhagavat prapannaha ya krishna padam kita marga pamsushu acheshtata prema vibhina darya. Please tell me whether Akrura, the son of Svapalka, is doing well. He is faultless. He is a faultless soul surrendered unto the personality of Godhead. He once lost his mental equilibrium due to his ecstasy of transcendental love and fell down on the dust of a road which was marked with the footprints of Lord Krishna. So this is another question of Vidura to Maitreya. And actually, Uddhava, right? And he is wondering about all these different personalities. Because he doesn't want to ask the real question. And the real question is, what's happening with Krishna? Whether Krishna is still on the planet or not. And he does feel that Krishna is gone. And he is trying to avoid that question by any means, by asking all these other questions about other people, trying to understand these facts indirectly. So, you know, it's kind of psychological thing that if you feel that something is wrong and you don't want to believe it, but you want to check it out, whether your assumptions have any basis. So this is what's going on with Vidura. He has a hard time accepting the fact that Krishna is no longer on this planet. And of course later he will find out the second chapter that Uddhava will explain to him the unfortunate fact. And then he will be displaying ecstasy of separation from the Lord. And here Vidura is remembering Akrura and asking, how is Akrura doing? And of course, you know, if Krishna is gone, there will, all of them will be brokenhearted. So, but yes, Akrura, son of Svapalka, is very special personality in Krishna's pastimes, and he is actually uncle of Krishna, because he is, his father-in-law is Ahuka, who is Krishna's grandfather. So by relation, he comes to be an uncle of Krishna. And so, of course, he was also commander-in-chief of Akrura's, Kamsa's army. And apparently serving the demon, but now after Kamsa sent him to bring Krishna and Balaram to Mathura, he was on his way. He was thinking, it's amazing how even though Kamsa is such a demon, but he facilitated me to get darshan of Krishna. And so it's quite amazing how life can turn like that. And so he was going in full ecstasy, and he was, it's really amazing chapter, wonderful meditation, when he is thinking how this meeting will happen and how I will see Krishna's footprints first and then actually see Krishna and Balaram, and how I will fall flat offering my dandavats to them, and how they will lift me up, and how I will fold my hands in front of Lord Balaram and how he will take my folded hands and pull me to have association, etc. And exactly what, as he was envisioning in his ecstasy, in his meditation on the way to Vrindavan, everything actually happened exactly like that. Because, you know, he is a pure devotee, and whatever he wanted, basically, Krishna and Balaram just fulfilled in exactly the same way. And here it's been described how he fell on the ground of Braj Bhumi when he saw the transcendental footprints of the Supreme Lord. And Srila Prabhupada discusses devotional ecstasy, which of course can take very extreme forms, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested. Actually, it's one of the proofs that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not a human being, but is a Supreme Lord, because the kind of bodily transformations which he survived many times are not possible for any human being. Like, could we ever survive, you know, with our hands and legs, you know, going inside of our bodies and basically becoming like a pumpkin and lying like that, unconscious, or, you know, in ecstasy, being drowned in the ocean and staying under the water for like such a long time, and until he was pulled out by the fisherman's net, and hands and legs are becoming so long, slackened, connected only with the skin, etc. So this kind of devotional ecstasies can only be exhibited by someone in a spiritual body. Material body never survives that. That's why at a certain point, when devotional ecstasy of a devotee becomes beyond the capacity of the material body to tolerate, then devotee just automatically leaves the body and goes back home, back to Godhead, to join the Supreme Lord in his eternal pastimes. But for us, the important point, because there are so many important points in here, but the most important is what Srila Prabhupada highlights, is that the process which brings us to the point of devotional ecstasy or happiness in Krishna consciousness, and I'm pretty sure that with zero exceptions, everyone here wants to be happy in Krishna consciousness. Let me see the show of hands. Just check how many of you are not yet asleep. How many of you want to be happy in Krishna consciousness? Okay, good. Yeah. It would be strange if someone would join the movement to become more miserable. So yeah, we join this movement to become more happy. And what is the process to become happy in Krishna consciousness? And that is to think of Krishna. And it's something which is the essence of Krishna consciousness. Smartavyo satatam vishnu vismaritavyo na ajatuchi sarvavidi nishedam shu etayor eva kinkara. It says that the essence of bhakti is to always think of Vishnu or Krishna and never forget him. And all other rules and regulations we follow are only servants of that topmost principle. So we follow only two principles. One is to always think of Krishna, and the other one is to never forget him. And this is the process to become blissful in Krishna consciousness, right? Some people come to Krishna consciousness to become peaceful because material life is full of anxiety. But what's the use of stopping at the point of peace why can't we move to the bliss? And of course, it's very interesting how things are taking turn in devotees' lives, and how, you know, after learning about the techniques of bhakti, different devotees, they become a little bit more creative and they invent different ways and means how to always remember Krishna and how to never forget him. Everyone is not the same. Whatever works for someone does not really work for another. But I actually wanted to spare, have little time to actually ask different devotees, because there are so many expert, experienced devotees in here. What is your approach to this practice of remembering Krishna? What helps you personally to be focused on the Lord? And I'm pretty sure that for many devotees, like for myself, what really helps is preaching, right? Spreading Krishna consciousness. Because if you have to convince others, you need to be convinced yourself. If you have to give others, you know, enthusiasm about practicing Krishna consciousness, you have to be enthusiastic yourself, etc., etc. And by the way, it's very important. I was talking about Amala Bhakta Maharaj, how enthusiastic he is. And Bhaktivinod Thakur explains in his Bhakti Loka that enthusiasm is first and foremost principle of bhakti, and, you know, according to this verse of Upadeshamrita, Utsahan Nishchaya Dharyat Tatatha Karma Pravartanat, which most of you very well know. And he says that enthusiasm is the power, it gives you power to overcome any obstacles on the path of bhakti. If you have enthusiasm, you don't care about the obstacles, right? Because you have enough shakti to go through that easily, bhakti shakti. But if there is no enthusiasm, then, you know, we get stuck. And so that's why it's really important for us to never lose our enthusiasm by any means, to have as much, you know, there is no limit. There is no such a thing as too much enthusiasm. So the more the better. And of course, a huge point of this verse is Akrura's meditation on Krishna's lotus feet. And we can have a little quiz in here. Let me see. Who knows how many signs on Krishna's lotus feet? Anyone? What's the number? How many signs on the soles of Lord Krishna's lotus feet? Because this is what Akura saw printed on the dust of Vrindavan. Then he realized it's actually Krishna's lotus footprints, not anyone else. No one knows? How many of you would like to know how many signs are on Krishna's lotus feet? Okay, I hope you will remember that for life. 19. 8 on the sole of his left foot, and 11 on the sole of his right foot. And each sign carries unlimited depth of meanings. So you can just be fully absorbed in the signs. You know, many times Bhagavatam speaks about meditation on Krishna's feet, etc. And if you just look at Krishna's feet without that, you know, you might think, what is it there to meditate upon? But, you know, each sign on Krishna's feet actually gives us a roadmap of complete success on the path of bhakti. Roadmap. And I can just give you one example. The first sign, which appears on the very bottom of Krishna's left foot, bottom means on the heel of the left foot, is fish. And fish, you know, like Prabhupada would give the example that in the same way as fish cannot live out of the water because she is, you know, fish is out of the natural element. So in the same way, we in the material world are like fishes out of water, suffocating no matter how many things we have, etc. And so in that analogy, fish is likened to the soul. So fish is, can be compared to the soul. Of course, there are many meanings, like Krishna also took the incarnation of fish, Matsya avatar. That's why he has this sign of fish. But fish is also connected to the soul. And one interesting characteristic of fish is curiosity. Anyone who did deep diving knows how curious fishes are. You go there under the water and you want to see what's in there, but then so many fishes come to see what is that new fish which came in our midst. And sometimes they come very close to your face and they look at your eyes, you know, who are you anyway? So fishes are extremely curious creatures. Sometimes so curious that they grab the naked hook of the fisherman just to see what it tastes like. And curiosity is really important for our spiritual advancement. And actually this is one element which can help us to maintain our enthusiasm. That's why it says, Tasmat gurum prapadyata jigyasu shreya uttamam. That approaching spiritual master, the first thing we have to be jigyasu. Jigyasu means inquisitive. Asking so many questions, like you can see the first chapter of Bhagavatam, questions by the sages. They were so jigyasu, and that inquisitiveness helped them to achieve full perfection. And so we need to be inquisitive. I mean, for example, I'm very curious about the first purpose of ISKCON, which is so grand and so unbelievable. Yeah, it makes your head spin around. How do you achieve that? Real unity and peace in the world. We might be wondering, what about real unity and peace in ISKCON? First, what to speak of the world? But if Srila Prabhupada said that, if he wanted that, it is possible. And we just need to figure out how to do it. So that, you know, that one single point could absorb you for life. What can I do to help ISKCON to achieve its first purpose? Etc. So it's just a taster, you know, there are 19 signs like that. And it goes on and on and on and on. So this is a example of being absorbed in Lord Krishna's feet. And so, just, you know, sharing a little bit from my own contemplation on the subject, but I would be very interested to hear at least a few of our esteemed Vaishnavas. How do you approach that? How do you mold your life in such a way that you would be able to always think of Krishna and never forget him, or at least do it to the maximum possible extent? So anyone would like to share? Amala Bhakta Maharaj. We have microphone. Thank you, Prabhu.
How we can always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. I'll just tell you what I do, and I'm still a failure. Nonetheless, a good part of the time, I'm a success. So it comes on my wrist. As we all, most of us, have wristwatches, and we see the time. And as devotees, we are very much time-bound. Bound in the sense that every moment is important, and at any moment we may die. And we want to die with Krishna on our mind. So what I did is, first I put the initial of K, and I wrote it in ink on my wrist, next to my wristwatch. But then after a while, I got the sense that Krishna was alone, and he doesn't like to be alone. And Radha has to be near him. So I had the tattoo artist put the letter R next to Krishna. And so my wrist began to jubilate. I would, whenever, for example, right at this moment, because I got the wrong glasses on, but it says almost, it looks like it's 8:40 at the moment. And so as soon as I look at the hands point to Radha and Krishna. So how can you not think of Radha and Krishna? So what's the next thing? To say thank you, because I don't deserve to think of you. I deserve to think of very horrible, wretched, worthless, useless things, because that's the kind of person I am. But out of mercy, out of kindness, out of love, out of sweetness, you have granted me this wonderful gift, your initials on my wrist, next to my wristwatch. Thank you, Krishna.
Haribo. Thank you, Maharaj, for sharing your personal secrets of success and secret of enthusiasm. You want to be as enthusiastic as Maharaj? Have some, impetuses for remembering Krishna and thank him for, the great fortune and feel yourself undeserving. Thank you, Maharaj. Actually, I want to share something I really wanted to share, but I might, not have time for that. I think, when I came to New Dwaraka, I was asking a few devotees, what are the latest pastimes in Dwaraka Dham? And because I was thinking that we might think it's New Dwaraka, but actually it provides entrance into the original Dwaraka. From here you can go straight into real Dwaraka, into the spiritual Dwaraka, through developing our relationship with Dwarakadish. And if you look at Dwarakadish, it's very interesting. I mean, do you think Dwarakadish plays flute or has this, stick for herding cows? Because Dwarakadish is not herding cows. So what does Dwarakadish is doing with the flute and with the herding stick? Actually, there is one instance when Dwarakadish had these things, and they have been described in Lalita Madhava of Rupa Goswami. When Dwarakadish was in his mood of Braja Krishna, and he had all these things, so it's very special. Dwarakadish in the mood of Braj Krishna, and actually Lalita Madhava describes that all the queens in Dwaraka, they are actually gopis. Satyabhama is Radharani and Rukmini is Chandravali, and all the gopis, they came together to be with Krishna to facilitate him in his pastime as king of Dwaraka. And so, it's really wonderful opportunity Srila Prabhupada provided for us to actually, and Dwaraka means door, right? Doorway. So new Dwaraka is the doorway to the original Dwaraka. And so I feel very fortunate to be in here. Maybe I could enter that door as well. Thank you. Please, anyone else would like to share? Archita Prabhu, I'm sure he has many interesting techniques.
Hi, Maharaj. Thank you for the wonderful class. As we were saying outside, you are existing in many time zones simultaneously. We understand that. Very nice question. Thank you for broaching it. Over the years, I've always meditated on one verse from the Bhagavad Gita that helps me to remember Krishna moment to moment, and that's Vedaham Samatitani Vartamani Tavarjuna Bhavishyami Tabhutani Mam Tu Vedana Kashchana. So Krishna says, I know everything past, present, and future. And we're usually, we find ourselves in situations where we don't know anything. We don't know what's going on. So I always, in those moments, I always think, Krishna, you know what's going on. Please direct me. But of all that statements that he makes in that verse, and one that I meditate on the most, is that I know everyone. That means he knows not only everyone, but everything about everyone. And generally, during our daytime, we come across people, right? A day without interaction is usually not so nice. Whenever we're interacting with others, that's when problems may arise. So whenever problems arise with others, I always try to remember Krishna. Now, you know this person, you know me, you know the situation. Please direct me how to get the best result. So at every moment, using that verse, if I'm not in Maya, then I can remember Krishna. Because there's always something that you don't know, that you should know, that you would like to know. Krishna knows. I always remember that. Krishna knows. And if I just meditate on Krishna, he will reveal to me the right step to take. And again, dealing with persons can be problematic. Sometimes can be very nice. Either way, Krishna is there. He knows me. He knows that person or persons. And if I think of him, he will get me to the right outcome. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Amazing personal secrets from Archita Prabhu. How to include Krishna in your daily life and develop relationship with Krishna at every step. Wonderful. I know we are limited by time, and I was wondering if we could spend another few minutes to hear devotees sharing, because it could be, really valuable for many. Because normally senior devotees are a little shy of sharing personal secrets. I'm sure that this is the first time you hear this kind of secrets from the senior Vaishnavas here, right? So it's a rare opportunity, I think. Yes, Sachitanoy Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Archita quote a verse from Bhagavad Gita. I also take shelter of the Bhagavad Gita's verse that says that in all activities, just depend upon me and work always under my direction. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. And how did I choose that particular verse? Because at the beginning of my Krishna consciousness, at that time, doing Sankirtan, they will, practically speaking, they just throw you out in the parking lot. And I go, oh my God, you know, what am I going to do here the whole day? they throw you in the morning and they pick you up in the evening. So you have like about 8 or 9 or 10 hours there. It doesn't matter how the weather it is, raining, cold, or anything. You have to figure out yourself. But in the meantime, you're thinking, what do I supposed to do? Just constantly thinking about Krishna. That's one aspect. The other aspect is that while we meet people and while we introduce or share our knowledge, a lot of times I came across with people that says, well, what do you get out of this? And then immediately you just like, you know, you have to tell them. And then you have to check yourself, your consciousness, am I getting that? And they ask you, are you happy? You know? And then you have to tell them the truth, how you feel. And many things, how to tolerate, how to, you know, develop that compassion that the book says, and many things. So therefore, you always come back to Krishna, always. So Sankirtan or book distribution or Harinam or, in that case, any service is like to be fully conscious of him. Mm. And your dealings is mostly, that's the most difficult part, because you can do your service really good, you know. But sometimes the dealings can be more difficult because you're interacting with people who's going to correct you. And that's one thing nobody likes. Mm. And you can name it even from the top to the bottom. I've seen that person. So I go, oh my God. So I'm learning. So Krishna, to be Krishna conscious in that, just watching and seeing, it's also in relation to Krishna. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Definitely, Sankirtan is the way to surrender, and you have to think of Krishna, right? Because there are so many unpredictable situations. Raghupati Prabhu, can someone pass the microphone?
So the next verse, Satchidananda quoted, I think it's 1856, was that? But the next verse, Krishna explains what's the result of doing what he just said, Satchidananda just quoted, Krishna as having said. And he says, if you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. Mm. So I used to be very attracted, I still am, very attracted by that verse because I thought, well, here's the solution to all my problems. I just have to become conscious of Krishna, and then I'm going to pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by his grace. But in recent years, I kind of remember that verse from the Adi Purana where Krishna says, one who says he's my devotee is not my devotee, but one who's the devotee of my devotee, he's my devotee. So I found this verse or text in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where it's the beginning of Anchalila, and where Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami says that he says, I offer my obeisances to the six Goswamis, and he says their names. So he says, for by doing so, all my impediments to writing this literature will be destroyed, and my real desire will be fulfilled. And in the purport, Prabhupada, the short purport to that, he says in the last sentence of the purport, he says, nevertheless, if we adhere to the lotus feet of the six Goswamis and pray for their mercy, then all impediments will be annihilated, and the transcendental desire to serve the Supreme Lord will be fulfilled. So I thought, okay, this is even better, because, you know, he's supposed to take shelter of the, Krishna likes it even better when you take shelter of his devotee than taking shelter of him. And the result is the same. One achieves that service to the transcendental desire to serve the Supreme Lord be fulfilled. So I pray to the six Goswamis, and I've had really good experience with that repeatedly over the years. It started off, I was on a marathon where I was, couldn't do anything. And it was a month-long marathon, and anyway, I just started chanting that mantra, Bande Rupa, that's the only thing I knew, Bande Rupa Sanatana Ruguya Goshi Jiva Gopika, over and over again, and everything changed. You know, my consciousness changed, my mood changed, the way the people started responding to me changed, and I went from feeling that I basically couldn't do it at all to tying for first place in the marathon at the end of the month. And I kind of intensified the meditation. I learned the song by Srinivasacharya, and that I was just chanting the Sanskrit, then reciting the English translation, chanting the Sanskrit, reciting the English. That was my all day long, and then just of course doing the service at the same time. And even recently, I found some additional evidence to support this process. So I could not feel like I'm being a sahaja of some, jumping over or doing something that's just sentimental. Every morning we sing this song, Sri Guru Vandana. And there's four stanzas. Actually, that song has 10 stanzas. There's 10 stanzas to that song. And stanzas 6, 7, and 8, Narottam Das Thakur, who's the author of that song, he's just glorifying Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. And then also there's the song Nam Sankirtan, which we usually just sing. We chant the first four stanzas. But the next stanza, the fifth stanza, is he says, H.I. Goshai Kordi Chadana Bandhan, Jaha Hoite Bignanash Abhishta Padan. Same exact thing as Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami was saying. So when you add it all up, you have Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami saying, this is the way to do it, this is the way to go. Srinivasacharya writing the whole song, glorifying the six Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur basically saying the same thing as Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, and Prabhupada in his purport saying the same thing. So I figure this is like a blue chip stock. I can't go wrong here. It works. It at least works for me. I really recommend it. It's a good way to remember Krishna and be really connected in a very powerful, potent way. So that's my secret.
Thank you, Raghupati Prabhu. Definitely, the songs of Vaishnava Acharyas have such an immense wealth of bhakti in them, and if you absorb your mind, it might be miraculous. And yeah, the mood of serving not the Lord, but his servants. I mean, this is why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the role of his devotee rather than God, because he wanted to emphasize this principle. And by his mercy, we can enter into the mood of Dvaraka depicted in Lalita Madhava, and then you can be in such an ecstasy that you'll be like Jagannath, Baladeva, and Subhadra, because these are ecstatic forms of the Lord. So, and it all comes from spreading, from, you know, actively participating in the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's really amazing. I think we're really pressed by time, but Amal Bhakta Maharaj wanted to... I don't know if that's fine.
I'll comment on one of your points, which I liked very much, and I'm glad we all got the opportunity to hear it. And you said that to be successful in Krishna consciousness, one of the most important factors is to be very enthusiastic. And if you don't have enthusiastic, then all the other factors that go with that suffer, such as to be enthusiastic. What comes after that? To endeavor with confidence. Be enthusiastic, endeavor with confidence, always be patient. Follow the regular principles of hearing and chanting and remembering Krishna. Abandon the association of non-devotees and follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, which Bhrigupati was commenting very, very nicely just a moment ago. So if we don't have, as you mentioned, enthusiasm, what is enthusiasm? It's an appreciation and eagerness to want to plunge into devotional service and feel that you are totally unworthy of that plunge. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, the Lord keeps you in and keeps you swimming. Hare Krishna.
I think that was the mood of Akrura Prabhu when he came to Vrindavan. Plunging into the mercy, feeling totally unworthy of it. Thank you, Maharaj. Grantarat Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande.